Chapter 7 A Conversation with Mark. When Diana walked into her house, she noticed a white envelope on the table. It was a letter from her mother. She sat down and began to read. October the 25th. Dear Diana, thank you so much for your email. We're happy that you write because we always enjoy your letters. Sorry I haven't written to you for a long time. We're glad to hear that you're getting on so well. How's Mark? Is he thinking of studying again? He always changes the subject on the phone. We hope that he returns to his studies one day. It's good that you decided to take the volunteering position, and we hope you enjoy it. It'll certainly be a good opportunity for you to learn about hospitals. It's also nice that you have Roger there. We're very happy for you. Your father is working very hard. There's still some time before Christmas, but many people are already shopping for presents. We're looking forward to seeing you and Mark during the holiday. I'm feeling fine, but the house seems so empty without you. Please take good care of yourselves. Eat well and keep warm. Hugs and kisses to you and Mark. We love and miss you. Love, Mum and Dad. In 2 more months, Diana and Mark would be going home for Christmas. It would be nice to eat her mother's delicious food again. Diana began thinking about their Christmas dinner and realized that she hadn't had lunch yet. She went downstairs and made some spaghetti. While she ate, Diana watched television. Mark arrived soon after. Diana was surprised to see him home so early. "I made some spaghetti. It's still warm if you want to eat," Diana said, continuing to watch the television. "You're home early today?"
"Yes, I wanted some time off," Mark said, sitting down in a big armchair. "Didn't you have that music group at the hospital today?"
Diana was surprised that he had remembered. "Yes, it was actually very nice and a lot of fun. The kids are really great."
"That's good," said Mark.
"Why are you so friendly today? Did something happen?" asked Diana.
Mark looked hurt and didn't respond immediately. After a few moments of silence, he said, "I'm going to have a shower and rest a little. I'll eat later." Diana felt sorry that she had spoken rudely. After she finished eating, she went upstairs and knocked on Mark's bedroom door.
"It's me. Can I come in?" she called.
"Okay. But I'm pretty tired," answered Mark. Diana walked into his room and sat down on a chair in the corner.
"I got a letter from Mum and Dad today," she said.
"Really? What did they write?" asked Mark. "I bet they mentioned me going back to university."
"Yes, they mentioned it," said Diana.
"I knew it.
They're always trying to convince me to go back. I just wish they'd let me do what I want," shouted Mark angrily.
Diana didn't know what to say. Talking with Mark about his studies would only lead to a fight. So she changed the subject.
"They're working hard, as usual, and are looking forward to the Christmas holiday," said Diana.
"It will be great to go home, don't you think?"
"Yes, it'll be nice to eat Mum's food again," Mark replied with a smile.
Diana turned to go.
"Are you going to study a little, Diana?"
Mark asked, watching her go.
"Please don't start that again,"
Diana said with a sigh.
"I'm not trying to upset you, but I have to make sure that you study," said Mark. "I promise Mum and Dad." "It's strange, Diana. Studying never used to be a problem for you. You always used to come home from school and study until the evening. No one ever had to tell you. I was the one they were always reminding."
"It was different then, Mark," Diana replied.
"Yes, it was a lot worse," said Mark. "Back then everyone had to learn all the things that nobody wants to learn, like algebra, history and literature."
"Well, I enjoyed school because I also learned music, history, composition and theory," Diana continued.
"You like those things because you like music and had been playing the piano for so many years," said Mark.
"Mark, I don't just like music, I love it," Diana continued. "Actually, if I could make it my life,
than I would.
What? Would you like to be a musician? Asked Mark, surprised. You're really clever, you know, Diana. You've got discipline, patience, and a great memory. Those are the three main things you need to become a doctor.
Diana tried to remain calm as she spoke. There's one more thing that you need to become a doctor, she said.
What's that? Asked Mark.
The desire to be one, answered Diana.
Mark was surprised. So, would you rather be a musician than a doctor? He asked.
I think I should try and find out for myself if that's what I want, said Diana. I could always be a music or piano teacher if things didn't work out. Today at the hospital, I saw how much fun it is to teach music. What's wrong with being a music teacher? Asked Diana.
There's nothing wrong with being a music teacher, replied Mark. But how can you compare it to being a doctor? Roger is going to be a heart surgeon and make lots of money. Is that so bad?
Diana was surprised at Mark's insistence. Of course it's not bad. In fact, it's great. But it's not what I want.
Look, Diana, I know I'm not a good example. I began studying architecture, and I got through a year, and then I needed a break, explained Mark.
But you're different. You've always liked studying. You can be the one in the family who'll be somebody.
At least one of us can make Mum and Dad proud.
Diana finally understood. Mark wanted her to succeed for him too. Mark, I appreciate what you're saying, but I must do what I like, Diana said. If you want to know the truth, I'm only studying medicine because of Mum and Dad. They're pushing me, and since they're paying for my education, I can't tell them that I don't want to study it.
I don't know what to say, Diana, said Mark, shaking his head. Maybe you need to talk to them.
That may be so, but how am I going to do it? Diana thought to herself, getting up to leave.